This year, an estimated 6,000 inmates who pass through Philadelphia jails will be opioid addicted. Last year, the jails began offering those inmates the option of starting on buprenorphine while incarcerated. It's a low-dose opioid that prevents cravings and curbs withdrawal. The drug is considered a gold standard for addiction treatment. But federal regulations prevent most doctors from prescribing this drug to a lot of patients at one time. WHYY's Nina Feldman reports.
Research shows that treating inmates with buprenorphine can reduce overdose deaths after people leave jail and can lower recidivism rates. But that doesn't matter if you don't have enough doctors to prescribe the drug. Earlier this month, the only doctor at the Philadelphia jail who could prescribe buprenorphine to more than 30 patients at a time left for another job. That means the Philadelphia Prison Department has more patients who need buprenorphine than doctors who can prescribe it. In other words, they're maxed out. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Bruce Herdman says he estimates he's turning away about 10 people a day from buprenorphine treatment. He says simple staff turnover shouldn't put the jail in a position like this.
That limitation on prescribing is really weird. I mean, a regular physician can prescribe all sorts of other narcotics without additional training. But for buprenorphine, they want additional training.
Limits on the drug exist to prevent it from being misused, since it is technically an opioid. Herdman says ideally, patients who start treatment in jail would continue it when released. An early study showed 40% of people filled the buprenorphine prescription they left the jail with, indicating they're continuing some degree of treatment once released. The city is ramping up its efforts to make the treatment more available outside of jail. Here's Herdman again.
This is a problem, but it's the right problem to have. We have this service to offer people that's new. The city is brave enough to do it, and we just have a couple of hiccups to get over.
Herdman says he hopes he can admit new patients into treatment again in the coming weeks, once he's filled the addiction medicine specialist position. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.